And welcome inside the weight room here at Bank of America Stadium. Bill Voth alongside this guy you probably know, Cam Newton. And Cam, first of all, congratulations. I'm breaking the news to you, apparently, that you're my second interview on Panthers.com.
Really?
So I'm sure that means a lot to you. The first is Luke.
See, that's the problem. See, Luke, she always gets first dibs, but depends on who you do it after me. Am I the last one?
Yeah.
So
you get the silver medal.
So, not silver, you know, they save the best for. Come on now.
All right. I can see that. All right, so 3 months or 3 weeks removed from surgery. How's your shoulder feeling?
Everything's good. I'm getting the mojo back. You know, it's not as tragic as some people made it out to be. But, you know, for that, I'm still being a professional about it, still getting treatment and making sure I'm getting stronger with the rest of my body as well.
You're obviously not allowed to do what all the other guys are doing, so what are you allowed to do right now?
Well, a lot of cardio, a lot of strengthening things, and I still can get good footwork. You know, RV is doing an unbelievable job with managing a lot of things, but I'm still trying to maneuver and kind of, you know, add different aspects that it may be pushing a pendulum, but it's just that itch to get back.
Did you learn anything from when you went through this process a couple of years ago when you had to sit out and watch your guys on the field and you had to take a step back?
But as you grow older in this league, it just, you know, preps you for certain situations. And for me, having guys like Luke, having guys like Ryan Khalil and TD, and obviously, you know, Julius Peppers, you know, people that has been in this league for long enough that we can help each other, that's going to be a key role as well.
And no, you're not one to look back at the past and probably not second guess yourself. But have you done any second guessing about playing those final 4 weeks with the shoulder the way it was?
Yeah, I did. But at the end of the day, I felt as if there was another thing that was achieved. You know, for me, I wear the C patch on my shoulder pads or my jersey with great pride. And I feel as if it comes around again, would I reconsider it? Yeah, but also knowing those guys that I'm going to give every single thing that I have to give for this game, for the fans, for my teammates especially, and obviously, you know, leaving it all on the field. Was it smart? People may say it wasn't, but at the end of the day, I think the bigger picture was, listen, I'm the leader or one of the leaders on this team, and I just want to set a good standard that, listen, the team comes first, and I'm just going to put myself in a position to try to lead this team as best as possible.
So you look a little bit sleeker. Lost a little bit?
That's for interview three.
Okay. You mentioned Julius. You've played against him 4 times, but now that you're teammates with him.
Honestly, you know, I had an unbelievable dinner with him yesterday, man, and it's just I've been always a fan from afar, and for him to actually be teammates now, it just kind of resonates. I'm still in disbelief, but you know, for him to see so many accolades walking past the Panther greats on the wall and see how accomplished he's been, not just here but everywhere else, you know, my hat goes out to him. But for him to recognize what he means to this franchise, you know, for guys like that to come back and finish as a Panther, I think that's creating a great standard for not only him, but this organization as a whole.
And they added another Khalil. What do you make of your new left tackle?
Well, it's 3 of us now.
Are you unofficially a Khalil? Or?
Yeah, I'm officially and unofficially a Khalil. My step brother from another mother. You know, I bet y'all didn't know that, but still, it's fun. You know, up until this point, it's been kind of light, and you know, having good energy around here, man. So. You know, we bust each other up sometimes with a couple jokes, but that's what the Khalils bring to the table.
I can't let you go without asking you about Coachella and the outfit. I mean, obviously, you get outfits that get attention.
Right.
The floral one got some more attention than others. How'd you pick that one?
At the end of the day, I'm at the position where it's not the first time.
Yeah.
It won't be the last time. When you're able to have sauce, when you drip in goo, and for you to not understand that, then you are already out the loop, you know what I'm saying? Everybody can't do it, and that's what I pride myself in being able to do. I was comfortable, I had fun, and I enjoyed myself.